This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
So, next year's WAFBEC is January 5th. So January 12th, all right. So I will extract more time from you. So help me. You know as we are. So January 5th to January 12th, all right. Let's rise to our feet and welcome to the podium Senior Pastor Strings of Joy, Pastor Jerry Eze.
Would you help me celebrate Jesus some more? Celebrate the great God that we serve. I know this may not sound very good in your ear, but if I called you a hero of faith by being here all these days, do you believe that God is about to do with your life, through your life, what has never been done? Would you raise your voice and celebrate our God? Celebrate our God. Celebrate Jesus. Celebrate our God. Celebrate our God. Would you take your seat in the presence of the Lord? Once again, I consider it a huge honor to be here. And I want to say again, thank you so much, Pastor Poju, for bringing me here. Thank you so much for the balance you bring to the body of Christ. Thank you so much for the wisdom. Thank you so much for the creative. I mean, if you've ever listened to Pastor Poju, and you know that when he's about to say something that will move you to the next level, so what you will hear is all right. So once you hear that word, just know that something is about to shift. Oh, that is me telling you how much I listen to him to make me know that, all right, I'm Pastor Poju, are 5 and 6. They never go. Help me celebrate Pastor Poju one more time. Please, if it does not offend your sensibility, look at your neighbor for me and tell your neighbor, say, neighbor. Say, you are a hero of faith. I know that this, looking at all the men that is the reading in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, you're looking and wondering, should I really say these things that Pastor Jerry is saying? But included there is Rahab. So even she too is a hero of faith. Even she too was called the elders that obtained a good report. Bad girl. Commercial sex worker. Red light district girl. Because of one action, she was included. And you tell me that you, with all the encounters, with all that God is pouring into you, with all that God is making happen, if you understand what I said, can you thunder a louder amen? Please, I will not be asking you for too much, but can you help me rise on your feet wherever you are for 2 minutes? For 2 minutes, speak in the Holy Ghost. Steer every single thing that's been poured into you. Can you just steer it? Steer it. Rakibando sukaba, shabi konde bala, rakatola barashadi, rakabetede, lekebo subadaya, rakatuba shibada, lekentura basa, rapatula bababashada, rasikentula, rakatuba leshebe. Entebea, Rakubada, Atadea, Rekodea, speak in the Holy Ghost, speak in the Holy Ghost. You may not know what to pray and how to pray. It's Shandaba, Ekotone, Atabani, Rakatulabasha, Rakatubadi, Esebede, Eshabadada, Lekoputa, Ishade, Lekete, Aya, Aya, Rakapata, Esekete, Eshede, Elabeda, Atada, Lekebe, Esetele, Eshada, Atade, Akabada, Esebede, Ishada, Alakode, Esete, Lepekete, in the name of Jesus. We make no mistakes. Mantles have already fallen. We make no mistakes. There's been an outpouring. We make no mistakes. Destinies have shifted. We make no mistakes. Accesses have been granted. We make no mistakes. Portals have been opened. We make no mistakes. Ordinary men have stepped into extraordinary realms. We make no mistake. There's a becoming. There's a becoming. There's an unveiling. There's a becoming. There's an unveiling. There's a becoming. There's an unveiling. Let it become your reality. Father, we ask, oh God, breathe upon us once again that it will be all about you and none of any man. Let a lover of God thunder a louder amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Again, I thought I was going to speak on prayer and faith this morning. However, I will not lie. There is a man that kept tugging my heart. For some reason, I cannot explain. I thought I had everything I was going to say today prepared just to come. But then again, this man will not leave my heart. I tried hard, but the man remained in my heart. Please, join me. Let's look at this man. And I don't know whether you'll be shocked as I was. But please, can we read the book of Hebrews again? Our hall of fame of faith. Or better put, our hall of faith. Hebrews, once again, chapter 11. And so, we're going to read Hebrews chapter 11. And we're going to read 32 and 33. Amen. The Bible says, and what more shall I say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak. He's the man. I'm not bothered of Samson and of Jephthah, of David also, and of Samuel and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, and stopped the mouth of the lions. Let's forget the other ones. What I am mindful about is Barak. If you remember that guy, Barak, this was the guy that Deborah gave a word and said to him, the Lord said you should go and fight. And then he turned to Deborah and said to Deborah, I know they go. Only if you can come with me. Which warrior says that? People of God, you and I read the story. We're going to read it. All of a sudden, he goes to the war. Deborah goes with him. Woman went with you. And then you arrived at the warfare. Right in the middle of the battle, we find Deborah again. Telling him, up Barak, up Barak, up Barak. For the Lord has delivered your enemies into your hands. Again, woman in the midst of the warfare. People, by the way, can all the females celebrate themselves? Now, but guess what? We arrive at the Hall of Fame of Faith. This guy's name showed up. More shocking is that Deborah's name was missing. So, it becomes a cause for me to sit down and say, why did this guy show up? Of all the persons Why did this guy show up in the Hall of Fame of Faith? A few things I want to share with us this morning that will be the crux of the matter. And then we will look at how everyday people, ordinary people, because that's why I started by saying to you, you are a hero of faith. And it doesn't even, because if you leave this, I mean, if you leave here and you don't tell yourself, I've become another man. Because you've said a lot of things. You've prophesied. You've spoken. You've declared. You've prayed. But in the Holy Ghost and in your knowledge, you've done a lot of things. And this was the same thing that Saul was told when you see a band of prophets. So right here in this meeting, a band of prophets. And he said, when you see them, join them and prophesy. As you prophesy, you will become another man. People of God, God has not just done something in you, but God is about to use you to do things that the world will hear. People of God, I believe so strongly that the band of men and women who are in Worthbeck today, whether you say amen or not, they will set this world on fire. Interesting as it may seem, please, we are going to go to Judges chapter 4. And then I will take you some other place and then I will be done. So would you help me open your scriptures to the book of Judges chapter 4. Judges chapter 4. And we'll start reading from verse 1. Judges chapter 4. From verse 1 will be fine. The Bible says, and the children of Israel again did evil in the sight of the Lord when Ehud was dead. And the Lord sold them into the hand of Jabin, king of Canaan, that reigned in Hazor, the captain of whose host was Sisera, which dwelt in Harosheth of the Gentiles. And the children of Israel cried unto the Lord, for he had 900 chariots of iron, and 20 years he mightily oppressed the children of Israel. And Deborah, a prophetess, the wife of Lapidot, she judged Israel at that time. And she dwelt under the palm tree of Deborah between Ramah and Bethel in Mount Ephraim. And the children of Israel came up to her for judgment. And she sent and called Barak, the son of Ahinoam, out of Kadesh Naphtali, and said unto him, had not the Lord God of Israel commanded, saying, go and draw toward Mount Tabor, and take with thee 10,000 men of the children of Naphtali, and the children of Zebulun, and I will draw unto thee to the river Kishon Sisera, the captain of Jabin's army, with his chariots and his multitude, and I will deliver him into thine hand. And Barak said unto her, if thou wilt go with me, then I will go. But if thou wilt not go with me, then I will not go. And she said, I will surely go with thee. Notwithstanding, pay attention to this, the journey that thou takest shall not be for thine honor. For the Lord shall sell Sisera into the hand of a woman. And Deborah arose and went with Barak to Kedesh. And Barak called Zebulun and Naphtali to Kedesh, and he went up with 10,000 men at his feet, and Deborah went up with him. Now Heba the Kenite, which was of the children of Hobab, the father-in-law of Moses, had severed himself from the Kenite, and pitched his tent unto the plain of Zanaim, which is by Kedesh, and they shoot Sisera, that Barak the son of Ahinoam was gone up to Mount Tabor. And Sisera gathered all his chariots, even 900 chariots of iron, and the people that were with him from Harosheth of the Gentiles, unto the river of Kishon. And Deborah said unto Barak, up, for this is the day in which the Lord had delivered Sisera into thy hand. Is not the Lord gone out before thee? So Barak went down from Mount Tabor, and 10,000 men after him. And the Lord discomfited Sisera and all his chariots and all his host with the edge of the sword before Barak, so that Sisera lighted from off his chariot and fled away on his feet. But Barak pursued after the chariot and after the host unto the Harosheth of the Gentiles. And all the host of Sisera fell upon the edge of the sword, and there was not a man left. Please, let's run to verse 22. And behold, as Barak pursued Sisera, Jael came out to meet him and said unto him, come, and I will show thee the man whom thou seekest. And when he came into our tent, behold, Sisera lay dead, and the nail was in his temple. Our Father, we ask that you do what only you can do in the next few minutes. Let there be none of any man but all of you. Let your amen resound louder. People of God, let me say this. For every man who is in that place where you think that God may not do much with my life. Can I believe these encounters that I am having? I want you to know the distinction of this man called Barak. It just began because he received a word. People of God, it was his word. It was a specific word. It was his rhema word. Let me say this to you. Whenever you get a rhema from God, it is a sign that God is about to do something distinctive in or with your life. Let me say it again. Whenever you receive a rhema word, a revealed word, a word that hits your spirit, man, it is a sign that God is about to do something distinctive or something great in or with your life. Deborah came and said to him, you know what? This is what God is saying. It is in your hands. You are the one that this season is meant for. And then what we find out is that the guy looks at Deborah and says to Deborah, you know what? You represent the atmosphere of faith I need. Now, watch this. You represent the courage I need. You represent what I want to find around me. This is not about your gender. It's about what you represent. This is not about who. And so what I need you to do now is that I know you've given me a word, but I need an atmosphere that supports the word. I know I got a word now, but I need an atmosphere that people, let me say this. You can receive a word and surround yourself with an atmosphere that chokes it. You can receive it. People of God, so much has happened in your life at Wolfbeck. But can I be the first to announce to you that if you get back to an atmosphere that mocks what God has done here, you will look back and ask yourself, where are all those things that were released inside of me? I know you're going to criticize him for going with a woman, but he said, this woman right here is the atmosphere I need. This woman right here is the company I need. This woman right here is what I need to energize my faith. People of God, one major thing you will do in 2024, pick your circle. If they don't look like the atmosphere that will bet your resort, excuse yourself. Did you hear what I just said right now? Excuse yourself. People of God, atmospheres, I'm not talking about atmosphere, but people of God, atmosphere determines what comes to you or what leaves your life. If you want to walk in faith, people of God, as you sit down every day looking at the word back to back, look at the testimonies of what he has wrought in the lives of others. People of God, surround yourself with that atmosphere. People of God, speak the word. Surround yourself with a company of believers. Us, that when you share, people of God, the first thing they will tell you is not fear. The first thing they will say to you is not, it's not working. People of God, Barak said, I need an atmosphere. Please come with me. I have the skill, but I need the fire. Barak said, I am the warrior here. I am the captain here. But every captain needs an atmosphere that speaks to the warrior in him. Kapadosia. And that is why Deborah said, Oh Barak, your season is here. Oh Barak, we need more men who will look at what you carry and tell you, listen, you cannot go less than what God has ordained for you. You cannot be less than what God has designed for you. Please, I beg of you, in 2024, choose your atmosphere. You can't return back to those who speak in a way that deflects what God has put in the inside of you. You can't return back to those who mock the gospel and mock the healing and the creative power of God. You can't kebo simbe dea ashibado kotala, people of God. And one will chase 1,000 and two will chase tens of thousands. People of God, do not think that they're taking this church thing too much. When we say to you, some songs are not worth listening, it's because these songs carry spirits. I don't want to carry all that God has deposited in me, and I listen to those songs and the spirit behind the song begins to attack the seed that God has sown in the inside of me. And so, people of God, the writing is on the inside, but then again, you must be watchful of your atmosphere. Because I know I'm going to meet a sister that looks like my atmosphere. And if we stand for 10 minutes and then talk just for 10 minutes, something in me begins to leap. Like when Mary and Elizabeth met. I meet the other brother and then we speak. It might be one word. It might be one thing he says. Something in me stands up. Everywhere I go, the atmosphere is right. Everywhere I go, the atmosphere is right. Tell me what can stand. Tell me what can rival what the Lord has done in your life. If they don't look like the atmosphere, please excuse yourself. How many look at your neighbor and ask your neighbor, do you look like my atmosphere? Why you are scared of your neighbor? Please help me. Ask that neighbor like a really minute. Tell your neighbor, do you look like my atmosphere? People of God, I need you to understand that this guy, everyday guy, known as Barak, by the time he decided to do that journey, and then he gets in there, next thing you find out was that while the battle was about to get on, Deborah comes back again and repeats that thing again. She said at the beginning, the power of repetition, the power of meditation. Deborah goes back again and says, remember, up Barak, for the Lord has delivered these people into your hands. Up Barak, because and Deborah said unto Barak, up, for this is the day in which the Lord had delivered Sisera into the hand. It's not the Lord gone. Why won't Barak go with Deborah? Even me, I support him. It is something is about people of God. May you never be at the brink of a new season and somebody comes with a negative word. He said, Oh Barak, it's a new season. The Lord is about to do something. The guy's ginger will be high. The guy will say, you know what? Deborah, because you're here, I will do it. Happy is that man when your wife, all he does is to fan your flame and tell you you can be more. Happy is that woman when all you do, your husband fans your flame. People of God, by all means, remember, you are a hero of faith. You owe your generation a report. Let me say this. As a hero of faith that you are, you owe your generation a report. And Enoch walked with God and was not by faith. Enoch walked with God and was not because God took him. You owe your generation a report. And Jerry, what will be my report? People of God. And so it is that important that you may not understand. You thought you started having doubts. But what you may not realize is that there were too much atmospheres of negativity that started affecting you. You only realized they were affecting you when doubt gained a stronghold. Am I communicating? While you pack that in one corner of your mind, let me also remind you that all the word he got was the Lord telling him how it will end. Faith is not an encouragement for the works of God. Faith is the declaration of the end of the work of God even before the beginning. Did you hear what I just said right now? It's not an encouragement of what God will do. No, it is a declaration. You know, we are the ones that know the one that is called beginning and the one that he lives in eternity. He doesn't live in time. And people of God, what he says is that, listen, I've finished this thing. I've settled this thing. God, he's already said, before the cancer came, I've already healed you. God is saying, listen, before you experience any limitation, I've already sorted it out. God is saying, you know what? What you call a challenge, I already ended it before they came. And all that Deborah did was to speak from how it will end. Deborah spoke from the end. And the Lord has already delivered Sisera into your hands. Shakobadea. Lebosidaya. I'm going to ask you to do something with me in 1 minute. Rise on your feet. Raise your right hand. Can you declare the ending of this year? Can you open your mouth? Declare the ending for you. Open your mouth. Declare the ending. Declare the ending. Declare the ending. Shakubade Seyada. Can you declare it? Declare the ending. Record Oboshibadaya. Declare the ending. Rakabadasada. Rekotolebea. Isabadada. Akotoya. Can you declare the ending of January? How will January end? How will January end? How will January end? Lekibadasa. Eleko debesha. Rekedebiada. Asabadia. Ekotona. Rabadikada. Isatebea. Lekoboroso, Ashadaba, Rakabadese, Lekotia, Ashibadada, in the name of Jesus. Take your seat. I say it has already ended in praise. Yeah. Even your amen is not sure that it has ended in praise. Before January is over, something that you never believed would happen in your life and with your life, at the sound of your amen, it will be your evidence. I'm led to say this: by Tuesday morning, what you have waited for many years, what you have asked God and say, how shall this thing be? At the sound of your amen, it will be your reality. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Doors that you knocked on that never did open, I decree, let them open right now. I said they are already open. They are already open. They are already open. Let your amen rise higher. Take your seat in the presence of God, knowing that everyday people can be heroes. Knowing that everyday people, because I need you to understand that, it's just about you releasing yourself to the fullness of what God has to offer. By faith, I said yesterday, Sarah judged God faithful. It was from the character of God. She was able to process and go through her journey. So I thought about how an insignificant people can become mountain movers. This scripture hits me really hard. And this is where I'm going to park right now. Open your scriptures to the book of Isaiah, chapter 41. Isaiah 41. And we will read verses 14 to 16. Isaiah 41, from verse 14 to 16. I feel like we should read it together. Are we good? Can we read together? One to go. Fear not, thou warm Jacob, and ye men of Israel. I will help thee, saith the Lord, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Behold, I will make thee a new, sharp, threshing instrument, having teeth. Thou shalt thresh the mountains and beat them small, and shall make the hills as chaff. Thou shalt fan them, and the wind shall carry them away, and the wild wind shall scatter them. And thou shalt rejoice in the Lord, and shall glory in the Holy One of Israel. You know, you read it, you didn't realize that it was God talking to you. And thou shalt rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. Then he begins by letting them know and said, a few things that are in the scripture, once I tie it up, I will be done. He says to warm Jacob. That was the description. Insignificant Jacob. Oh, ye Jacob, broken, scattered. Oh, ye Jacob without a spine. Oh, ye Jacob, that there is nothing. Your credential is empty. Your curriculum vitae has nothing to offer a generation. Oh, ye warm Jacob. He said, listen, between where you are and what I want you to become, I will make you. He said, I will make you. So listen, Kaborashidaya. The deficiency you find in you is because you've not let him make you. What is missing in your life is his making you are not sensitive to. What? You are looking back and looking for everywhere. You've gone here to look for it, gone there to look for it. God says, listen, between the one Jacob and the sharp threshing instrument, there's a making. If you will remember, the very first time we hear anything called making or making, as it were, was when the Lord was creating man. And he said, let us make man in our own image and after our likeness. People of God, the Bible says, and God formed man out of the dust of the earth. When man had a form, man did not move. When man had a form, man did not move. The Bible says, and God breathed into man the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Which is God trying to say, you know what? Your form can never move you. My breath will. Your form will never move you, but my breath will. The Bible says there is a spirit in man, but the breath of the Almighty giveth him understanding. People of God, the Lord says, what has been going on in Wolfbeck all this while is God bringing you again. Because by John chapter 20, we find Jesus again returning to where the disciples are, and then breathed upon them and said to them, receive you the Holy Ghost. So even till today, he's still breathing into man. Every encounter is a breathing of the Lord into you. As one minister comes and another follows, all the Lord is doing is to breathe into you. Because if you move from one face to another, there is another breath. Because the Bible says we all with open face, people of God, we behold his sakada, his glory. People of God, we beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, and a change into the same image from glory to glory. So people of God, he breathes into you today. He comes back again and says, listen, Jerry, you have to move to the next season. He breathes into you again. People of God, I want you to understand, his breath is an assignment. A time is going to come like Gehazi. Elisha gave him a mantle and told him, go, the boy is dead. Go and raise him. He had what he took. He had the paraphernalia of the office. He had the title. He's reverend now. Right now, he's an archbishop. He had the paraphernalia. He said, go. Once you lay it on the child will rise. And then Gehazi went there, ran, laid it on the child. Nothing happened. The child did not come back to life. But when Elisha showed up, he realized that this one is not a laying something. This one is a breath something. So what he breathed into me, I need to exhale to a generation. Keep on the sword to Oshia. So sir, never that, sir. What is happening in your life is not an end. It's a continuum. Every breath the Lord releases into your being is not an end. It's a continuum. I inhale the breath of the Almighty. I exhale to a hungry generation. I inhale kupandesa, encounters from on high. Ketada, I exhale sukobodoshiada, andebukotula, rasibada. There are people who are waiting for the breath that you are coming out of this meeting with. There are people who are waiting. How did Ahidasha, Zekodoya, Esibada, there's an autistic child that is waiting for you to exhale what you have inhaled. Ekodada. There is a pregnant woman who wants to miscarry, that wants to inhale what you have actually inhaled. And so people of God, understand that as you inhale of the Father, you exhale to a generation. You inhale of His power. You exhale to a generation. You inhale of His glory. You exhale to a generation. You inhale of His beauty. You exhale to a generation. People of God, tragedy is when you inhale and never exhale. And Nebuchadnezzar, call your name and say, Jerry. I need you to call your name and say, Jerry. I need you to thunder, say, inhale. Can you call your name and say, Jerry? Say, exhale. Say, Jerry. Inhale. Say, Jerry. Shout, exhale. 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 Let your amen rise higher. I need you to make this. I don't know why we need to declare it. But lift up your right hand. Thunder, say today. Say today. Any form, any mode, stopping my exhalation, stopping me from exhaling, whatever I know about myself that is stopping me from exhaling the power, the glory, the goodness of the Lord, say right now, I break out. I need you to scream it louder. I break out. Can you shout it? I break out. Thunder, I break out. Shout it, I break out. And Abarokotuzi, can I beg you for 10 seconds? Speak in the Holy Ghost. Renda bi kadoshaya. Arrakete bedesia. Hesikotu balada. Asikidaya. Heshibadea. Hey, Yakotoya. Ishabiyaka. Whatever. Hasibada. He's releasing. I am inhaling. I am inhaling. Rakadebesea. Ashabadea. Breathe upon me. Breath of life. Hekadea. There's a generation waiting for this breath. Lekadebe. Hesedea. Atata. Akadoya. Heshibada. Akodibasa. Elebede. Hesedea. Let your amen turn the louder. You know why we made the prayer? Some of you are going to get crazy faith instructions. Yes, sir. You're going to get crazy faith instructions. Some of you are going to meet some mad person somewhere. And the Lord is saying that thing that you have inhaled. Or you go and exhale. And then your form will say, no, 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 no. You know, you are not that kind of person. Why we made the prayer? Anything about my thinking that wants to box me in a corner. Anything about me that wants to tell me it cannot be done. I break out of strongholds in my mind. I break out of system of thinking. I break out. His shadow. Let your amen rise higher. Somebody thunder inhale. Thunder exhale. Take your seat for 1 second. I want you to understand the disappointment of most people in 2024. Is that they are going to come with those things they know how to carry. And they want to use those things that can be seen. And the Lord will say to them, unfortunately, it won't work anymore. What will work is what is coming from the inside. Kabarasubi anashida. Andabakosura. They will still want to come with the permutations of the flesh. But the Lord will say, no. No, 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 no. What will work are encounters that I have engrafted in your spirit, man. Some people will want Korasha. Who said your children are not waiting for your bread? You are not their mother to give them rice and beans. You are their mother to in akatusha. Exhale upon your children. You want to step into the office on Monday and walking like a normal person? No, sir. As you are walking in, I'm exhaling his power. I'm excelling his grace. His shakada, his sevede, akutada, his shabada, akutula, rakatula, his sevede. If you understand it, thunder louder, amen. Don't forget, people of God, he said, I will make you. That's where I'm beginning. And I said, between one Jacob and a sharp threshing instrument, I'm going to make you. So there are days you prayed for 30 minutes and you say, Lord, I'm done. You're going to hear him say, stay back. And you say, Lord, what is the prayer point? He said, nothing. Just sit here. There are days when you may need to cancel some parties just to sit with him. Because it's going to be a year of making. People of God, he wants to cook you properly. Cook you properly. Because the dilemma is to say, I went through the fire, but I came out half cooked. Because it will be worse than someone who is uncooked. Because your generation will spew you out of their mouth. Kindo soda. Lord, make me whatever that needs to be made in my life. Kiborosadaya. Whatever that needs to be turned around. Whatever that needs to be removed. Whatever that needs to be added. Whatever that needs to be a shift. Whatever that needs to go. Any mindset that needs to go. Ekotada. Zibadeshaya. Lekedea. Asabadia. Esinduka. Esibadada. And people of God, he says, I will make you a new and sharp threshing instrument. I love the emphasis. People of God, I need you to understand why we are here telling you, go and move a mountain. This is almost like in a description of mountain movers. This is it. A description of my, he said, I will make you a new and sharp. In other words, all of these words are trying to say, your cutting edge is important to me. That's what the Lord is saying. You see this new and sharp cutting edge. A lekoda. Sir, you can have oratory, but you don't have cutting edge. People of God, there are people you will look at. Jesus, while he spoke with the two disciples on their way to Emmaus. People of God, as soon as he disappeared, their eyes were open and they said, did he not burn in our hearts? Did he not? So while this guy was talking, he was cutting. While this guy was speaking, everyday conversation, there was a cutting edge which you cannot explain. People of God, Nikon de Sada, Shibado Korosada, Mekila Tubasha, and Yaba. You know, whenever I think about cutting edges, I remember these guys that wanted to go and build a bigger place. The sons of the prophets. You remember them? And then the Bible said that everyone should go and take a beam. And they took their asses, everyone. And while they were cutting, a tree, the trees as it were, the Bible said, one of them, the axe head, fell into the water. I love the fact that he noticed that the axe head had fallen into the water. And then he said, alas, master, for it was borrowed. But let me tell you, because of the noise in my generation, there just might be people who will not notice that the axe head has fallen. You know why? In the Bible times, even now, the head of the axe is metal, while the handle is wood. Do you understand what I'm saying? So if the axe head falls off, I'm still holding the wood. So I am assuming that I still have cutting edge because there is something I'm still holding. But the metal is no longer there. So what it will mean is that I will raise wood against wood. And I'm wondering, why is it not going down? I will raise wood against wood. And I'm wondering, why am I not breaking out? I will be hitting wood against wood. And I'm accusing God. And I'm wondering, Lord, why? What is going on around me? Did you call me differently? God. God says, find your cutting edge. Find your cutting edge. Leki bada sada. Anibo subada. Asekota. Alebeada shadi. I wish I had all the time to speak about cutting edge. But I came to beg you, by all means, let him sit on us. Hikorasha. You know, when you use a knife again and again, there's a likelihood that the knife might get blunt. People of God, take the knife back again to where you can sharpen it. People of God, as things happen, as you go through life, as you go through ministry, always remember to always step back and go back. Anytime you can find the time, go back. Lord, sharpen my cutting edge. His shakotoya. Nothing is worse in life. Hey, every woman here understands that even the man that cook now, you understand that the challenge, a tragedy, the frustration of all time is cooking in the kitchen with a blunt knife. You exerted stress pressure. You exerted. Sometimes you are sighing. Keto orosha. You can be talking to your children and they will not listen. Cutting edge. I can be in the office and my ideas are neglected. Cutting edge. Rekedo supanaya. I don't want to be a pastor that will stand and speak. And then those who come to your church will be seeing fault, seeing this, and they are not hearing what God is saying through you. Cutting edge. Hikorasada. Helebikotolasha. Zindebeda. Hasakota. If anything at all. Hazard. Remember, I say I will make you new and sharp. There's no blood. Record, lift up your right hand. Say, my father, my father. Say, sharpen my cutting edge. Say, my father, my father. Sharpen my cutting edge. Say, new, thunder sharp, cutting edge. My father, sharpen my cutting edge. My father, sharpen my cutting edge. Let your amen rise higher. 2 days ago or 3 days ago, I was sharing with my people, with my staff. We're done with NSVP in the morning. And I began to share with them one of the things that defined who I was. I grew up in a very local spiritual church. That was what exposed me to the supernatural, exposed me to hearing God, and I told them about this sister called Sister Lucy. Sister Lucy was amazing. Sister Lucy could read our minds. I don't know whether you're getting what I'm saying. Sister Lucy would just, as in the prophetic, the strong prophetic unction is Sister Lucy. I have never, it was so bad. Like, you know what I mean? Bad. It was so bad that before, as we were coming to church, and you heard her, because she didn't live in our city then, you know, she used to come from Abba. And as soon as, it's not the new Abba people, but she used to come from people of God, as Sister Lucy, you come to church and you hear Sister Lucy has come. You stay back and say, Lord, anyway I've sinned against you, please forgive me. Anything I have done that you don't like, please forgive me. And then, a human being provoked great conviction. Even before we saw her. Cutting edge. Cutting edge. Before we saw Sister Lucy, you heard Sister Lucy was around. Who are you? There are days when you don't even know that Sister Lucy is around. You sit on her seat, something will throw you out. I remember sitting on her seat on a midweek service. I was probably like 10 or 11 or thereabout, or maybe 12. I can't remember, because I remember I was in my junior secondary and I went to sit where Sister Lucy sits because I thought she was not around. I just felt the power of God. Move me, move me, move me, move me. Boy! And I fell. There was no praise and worship. There was no anointing session. There were just a few of us that came early. It was while I was on the floor. And after a while, I stood up. And now looked. Sister Lucy, now smiled at me. Ibera no no chem. See, I didn't know. I didn't even know that you were around. Men who, even when they are not there, what they carry will be hitting you. Try. Kando subada, lekida sata. Sharpen our cutting edges. Rikadosia. This is 2024. We cannot operate with the old cutting edges. Rekadibasa. Hasadebe. Lekadusada. Rekabetose. Esendiba. Atadaba. And it says, I'm going to make you a sharp, a new sharp, threshing instrument that has teeth. And God says, when I'm done with this, don't think I'm going to push you to mountains until I finish making you. When I'm done with this process, then I will release you to thresh mountains. It says, thou shalt thresh the mountains. You know, the usage of the word thresh makes me happy. And of course, most of us know it. That process of threshing, especially in the Eastern times, in the medieval times, and of course in the Eastern countries, you know, involved something significant. Separating the chaff from the wheat. Am I communicating? Somebody says chaff. Say wheat. Say chaff. Say wheat. Please don't be annoyed that I'm asking you to repeat it like that. Just follow me. I have the microphone. Say chaff. Say wheat. Say it again. Say chaff. Say wheat. Say it for the last time. Say chaff. Shout it again. Say wheat. So this is my point. Your mountain has chaff. Excitedly, your mountain has wheat. I know we are trying to move mountains, but your assignment is to thresh the mountain. So in my mountain, what did you come with? Because that thing you've been crying about came with something. Did you hear what I just said? There is wheat. You want to tell me that 3 years of delay just came like that? No, sir. He came with something. The mountain is just a wrapping sheet. He came with a present. So my mountain has chaff, but it also has wheat. And all I came to ask you is remember that your mountains are for you to thresh. In the kopota, rang the beada. You got to speak this as you rise on your feet. Lift up your right hand and say, today I call forth my wheat out of every mountain. Say, today I call forth my wheat out of every mountain. Say, I call forth my wheat out of every mountain. Open your mouth and speak in the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. And hear me finally. I need to say this to you. He said, sharp threshing instrument, but you're designed for the mountain. Which means how you look and what I will do through you, they don't have comparison. I wish he said, I will make you a bigger mountain that will move another mountain. But he said, I will just make you a mere sharp threshing instrument. But your capacity, because of what I have put in you, Pekendo Suta. So the true definition of you will not be your height anymore. The true definition of you will not be your color anymore. It will be my breath that is at work in you. And with you, I will thresh the mountains. Speak in the Holy Ghost. 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 Rekabedasha. Akidosia. Hesekete. Halabiada. Ashabadi. Ekotona. Let your amen turn louder. Lift up your right hand. Declare with me. Say, I may not look like it, but God will do it through me. Let your amen thunder.
This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.